Welcome to the Elite Life Podcast. With your hosts, Tricia and Kylie. Here, we guide you on a journey of personal and professional transformation. Revealing the secrets to success. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, join us as we unlock the doors to the elite world of growth, grit, and grace. So, let's dive in.
Welcome, 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 friends, to another episode of the Elite Life Podcast. We are so excited you're here with us today. My name's Trish.
Yeah, I'm going with Kay Kizzle.
All right.
Go with that. That's my alter ego.
That's Kay Kizzle. And we are going to be chatting today about adventure and travel
and exploration
and new things.
All things Rome.
Yay!
So for those of you who have been here for a minute, you saw this coming. We talked about it before we left that we were going to put together a bunch of amazing, tips, tricks, things you have to see if you are thinking about going over to Rome or really traveling
in general. Yeah, we're going to start with like the lead up and the prep work and all that good stuff. And then we'll walk through like actual Rome. So even if you're not planning on going to Rome, we promise that this episode will be full of value for each and every person whoever wants to step on a plane.
Yeah, absolutely. So here's what had happened. What had happened was, Trish and I were having a phone call and we were talking about all the amazing things that were going on in business and life and how we were ready for a vacation because of all of that. And so I said, hey sis, you ready to sit on a beach and drink some liquor out of a coconut? And she goes, actually, I've been looking at flights to Rome. Do you want to go? And I was like, yes.
Yeah. No, you said, absolutely not. I do not fly internationally.
She was like, the only proper answer to this question is yes. And I was like, I've never traveled internationally before. Canada doesn't count for those of you who say, have you been to Canada? It doesn't count.
We love our Canadian friends.
I can drive 45 minutes from where I'm at right now and be in Canada. So it doesn't count.
So we decided we were going to go. Missy over here didn't have a passport. I did. First things first, if you're going international, you gotta get a passport.
You do. I would highly recommend that you don't go to the post office. What a shit show. honestly. So I was like, oh, no problem. I'm gonna go to the post office. There's one literally by Trisha's house, like less than a mile from her house.
Yeah.
So one day after podcasting, I went over there and I got out and there was a sign on the door that said, we're not processing passports right now. Oh, that's fine. I will go to the other post office that's down the road, probably about 6 or 8 miles. So I get there, I wait in line for 20 minutes, and I'm like, hey, I just need my passport. And it is like literally the quickest thing ever. And the lady goes, oh, I'm short staffed today, I can't do a passport. I'm like, you're telling me that you can't take 35 seconds to take my damn picture? And she said, absolutely not. Okay. So I went home, I got on the post office website, I made an appointment. Because I was like, obviously, then they will know I'm coming. So the next day she called me and she was like, yeah, I'm still short-staffed. I can't, we're canceling your appointment. I'm like, what the F? And I'm starting to freak out because obviously never done this before. So I'm just like, what if I can't get it in time? We've already paid for the plane tickets and the Airbnb. Holy shit. So, so I did some Googling and I learned that at the Waterford Township office, you can get a passport.
Yes. So any of your city, county buildings.
Not all of them. Is it all of them?
I mean, I got Trent's in Novi. So okay. I had actually messaged you and said, hey, I got mine at a post office. But when we did Trent's when he was little, me and Andy. So if you're getting a child's, you also want to know this. If it's a child that is traveling, both parents have to go be there to sign for the passport.
I feel like that's a good
person.
Rule. I feel like that's a good rule.
Yeah, well, and if you're divorced, me and Andy are divorced, so I had to like get him, get his schedule together, and he had to come and meet me at the Novi City building. So just know both people have to be there. If you do it at the city building, you usually have to bring a picture, whereas at the post office over here, they did the picture there for me.
So at the Waterford Township building, they took my picture there because
okay.
I went to CVS and they charged me $18 freaking dollars for these two little pictures. And I'm like, are you joking right now? But I paid for it because I just wanted it done. I get over there and she's like, you need to get your money back because I can't use these pictures because she cropped the top of your butt off.
Yeah. So, point of all that is, call first, see if they do make photos, an appointment. Make an appointment, and the city buildings may be better than the post office.
I will say I paid for all of the expediting that I could possibly pay for, worth every penny. So
how long did yours take?
Mine came inside of 3 weeks. Inside of 3 weeks. My documentation that I had to send in, like my birth certificate and that came back like 6 weeks later.
Okay. Because, which is fine.
Yeah, so you need your birth certificate, you need your photo ID, so you just have to make sure you have all of those things. All right, so we got you your passport, so the next thing we're doing is let's talk about, like, booking the flights and the Airbnb.
Yes, so when we book the flight, something really important. So I'm a Delta person.
Which I'm so thankful for, by the way.
So first tip is, if you are a business owner, get the Delta Amex, okay? The Delta Amex in your business name, because every single thing that you charge on that card, you get points for. And as those points add up, you get certain statuses. So I am a Delta Medallion Platinum member. And so what that means is that all of my bags are for free and we get upgraded for free. So when I was first trying to get Kylie's ticket, they were saying, well, you have to pay if you want to upgrade her. And I was like, hold up. So we made her own Delta Sky Miles account. So now she gets miles.
I don't have the card that she has, but no. I have the club account.
But you still get miles for every time you fly.
Yep.
And if you're flying with a person like me who's a Delta Platinum, your upgrade is free. So we got both of our tickets straight through to Rome, and we got to fly Delta Comfort Plus both there and back for free on that upgrade.
That
and
was
our
nice.
Meals were included. We got to go to Delta Sky Lounge for free. So we got, and then she'll have points that are accumulated in her Delta Sky Miles account. And then I sent her the link so she could get the credit card, and then she'll be able to add up more points so you get free airfare. I get a ton of free airfare. I always get upgraded, and I always have so many passes to the Delta Sky Lounge. So I can go as many times as I want, but I can also bring a guest so many times. So that works out really well, because then, like, no matter what time your flights are, you know you can get breakfast. So, like, if in the airport all the restaurants are closed,
you can have a couple shots of Jack before you get on the plane so you can cool your butt down.
Yes. Kylie was very, very stressed about flying, and she was a total rock star.
Dude, it was great. The only thing that really disappointed me was when you came to pick me up and you looked super cute and I looked like Adam Sandler. That was one. So here I am in the Delta Sky Lounge with all of these people, and I'm in freaking sweatpants and a Scarface t-shirt because I'm like, we're going to be on the plane for a long time. I want to be comfortable. And she's like, I want to be cute.
I'm cute and comfortable, see? So you can find yourself a cute, comfortable outfit, but you are on a plane for
100 years.
100 years.
No, it wasn't that bad. The worst part was the fact that the lady sitting behind us, like, as soon as we got to our seats, we looked at each other because there was an infant behind us.
And we're moms, so we get it.
We do.
We get it. We empathize. We understand.
And we were super nice to her.
We were super nice to her, but it was super hard once we were on hour, like, 7. So, noise-canceling headphones.
Let's start
get yourself some noise-canceling headphones, because we had a lot of stuff for the plane. We had eye covers. We had neck pillows. They give you blankets on international. You could bring a blanket if
they
you
gave
want.
You
they
gave you an eye mask,
one.
Too.
They gave us an eye mask. They gave us... So when
they
we
get
got
a little packet.
Yeah, when you got to your seat, they had a packet. It had a pillow, it had a blanket, it had an eye mask, it had
you
got
plugs.
It had earplugs in it, but also they walk around and they give you little, like, Delta AirPods that plug into your TV, because you do have a TV too.
And they had a great select. We watched Minecraft on the way over.
We did. We watched
all the
movies.
That was a great flick.
Make sure you download plenty of Audibles. Make sure you download, like, if you have kids, make sure your tablet is full of movies in case they don't want to watch what's on the airplane. Make sure you have your noise-canceling headphones.
Make sure you have sedation drugs.
Sedation drugs would have been good. I did not take any sedation drugs. I felt very strung out by the time we got there.
I tried to feed her a Xanny. She wasn't having it.
I was because I wanted to enjoy Rome.
It truly, like, because we knew we were getting there, and I think that comes into play, too, is, like, when are you arriving? Are you arriving at night when you're getting to the place you're going to, or, like, because we got there, it was 9 o'clock in the morning.
I feel like we planned it so perfect because our flight went out at, like, 6, and so we got on the plane, we got comfy, they served us dinner. And then
and the food wasn't bad. The food was good.
The food was solid. Then everybody kind of like settled in, watched a little movie, and fell asleep. And then the baby started crying.
And that couple started arguing.
And they were arguing about the baby because they didn't want to help.
Wild.
so you get some. You get a lot of different entertainment when you do this, and it's all good. So we got off the plane, and that brings us to our Airbnb and our pickup drop-off. So when you book your Airbnb, I want you to look at where it's located and the place that you're going to be.
And look at the reviews, too. Because, like, the whole time I'm like, because, like, of course, I don't know, I'm just this, you know, I'm just this hillbilly American. I ain't never been nowhere off the farm. And so, so I'm like, Trisha, what if the Airbnb guy is tricking us and he just wants us, you like, she's like, Kylie, he would not have 1,300 five-star reviews if he was killing all the guests.
Yes. They wouldn't be there to review
it. She was like, I need you to take that tinfoil hat off and just set that aside for a minute.
Yeah. But the good thing also with the Airbnb is once you book it, like, and before you're booking it, it'll tell you, like, extras that they'll set up for you. And when you read the reviews, you can find out about other extras that other people have utilized. So
yeah.
I read the reviews and looked at the extras that they offered, and one of them was pick up from the airport and transport to the airport.
Which was priceless.
It was
I would have
priceless.
Paid more than we paid for it. Like, we, and it was very fair.
It was
like,
almost the same price as if you got an Uber to the airport.
It was like $100 including tip.
Yeah.
And it was a
and it was a Mercedes.
Right. And he gave us these cool little
lemon wine,
these like
candies, water.
I didn't have the candy.
I didn't need any candy either.
The water was freaking. I told him, I was like, I just want you to know this water is everything. And he looked at me like, okay.
Okay. Glatzy.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he was standing right there when we got off the plane with a little tablet with my name on it. He carried our luggage. Took us, if we had to have navigated, like, we could have done it, but it would have been uncomfortable, it would have been stressful,
it would have been awful. It would have been hot as balls.
Yeah.
Because it was hot as balls when
it just,
we got there.
It made the trip to know that somebody's going to be standing there when you come out with a sign, they're going to take you to your Airbnb, you don't have to stress about figuring out how you're going to get there, how you're going to get around.
Did I miss the bus? Do I have to wait an hour for another bus?
No.
Just get a ride.
Use the Airbnb guy.
Get a ride.
That was good. Also, where your Airbnb is located is super important.
Oh
so we
God.
Were located.
Ours was so perfect.
It was
you
so
guys.
Perfect. We were right next to the Pantheon.
We're right behind it.
Yes.
Like I could walk out, peek down the street, and see the back of the Pantheon.
Yeah. It was amazing. And I will say, like, we kind of I don't want to say sacrifice, but kind of sacrifice. Like, our Airbnb was unique. Like, we couldn't take our suitcases up the stairs.
Can we take a minute to talk about the death stairs?
Yeah.
Okay, guys. So, these buildings are, like, hundreds and
hundreds
of years
old.
So, there's zero way that they can come into compliance with, like, new regulations and get up to code.
So, we get there.
And these stairs are concrete. And, like, see my foot? Like, at the widest, they, from the, like, my whole foot could not even fit on the very widest step. And there were some that were super narrow, just like the spiral going up. Because there was three floors, well, there was the basement, you had your ground floor, then there was Trisha's room. So, like, when you get up the staircase to Trisha's room, there's, like, a 4-foot step up.
Step up. You have to hold on to the rails and, like, pull yourself up into
so
the room.
So at night, because you were telling me horror stories about your sleepwalking. And
we left me in.
So we would chill in her bedroom at night and watch movies because she had the best setup, and I was at the top of the freaking tower, which was fine. It worked out. But, like, so when I would leave your room at night, because I always made it past bedtime. She did not.
I'm old.
And fan. And so I would tuck her in, I would turn her light off, make sure her fan was on, and then I would close the door.
I'm glad I had mom with me.
I'm telling you, dude. So, but the rooms, I will say, clean. 105 stars. Clean. We had everything that we needed. Huge beds. The ACs were a lifesaver.
They had fans.
We had everything that we needed to be as comfortable. Like, it wasn't everything that, like, I think we envisioned, but it was definitely perfect.
It was so perfect. And the location was everything. So, like, we were able to save so much money on rides. The only rides we needed the whole time we were there was from the airport to the place and from the place back to the airport. We booked one ride when we went to the Vatican just because we didn't want to, like, walk really far and be really
and
sweaty.
Our time was very early.
It was super early. But other than that, we walked everywhere. So paying attention to the location of your Airbnb and being within walking distance will save you a ton of money and just really make your
trip
better.
It'll give you a great experience.
It will. Because we would, like, go walk, and then we come back and, like, shower, and then we go eat and walk, and
because
then we
here's
come
the
back,
thing. When, like, we went, so, like, ChatGPT, so we did a bunch of research before we went, and ChatGPT said, don't go in August.
Which is exactly when we went.
It was the only time we could go.
Let's talk about using ChatGPT, too.
Hold on, really quick.
Okay, go ahead.
It was hot as the sun over there. But I was expecting something...
Yeah,
unworldly.
I was expecting hotter, too, because it was, like, such a big deal.
And it was basically, like, a Michigan, like, end of July.
Yeah.
It was 97 degrees with 100% humidity. It wasn't bad.
It was hotter when I went to Louisiana. It was hotter in Arizona. Like, there's a lot of places that are hotter than Rome in August.
So it was fine. If you're going in August, go.
Yeah. I left my hair down, and I got a lot of hair.
Oh, yeah. No, I did not play that game.
Yeah.
It was I went with space buns.
Space buns are cute.
They were super cute. So we did hit ChatGPT as we were trying to plan things out because we don't know what we don't know. Like, and so we wanted to make sure we were not sitting in our Airbnb like, oh, what do you want to do? I don't know what you want to do. Well, I don't know what do you want to do. Don't start that again.
Like, and we learned something about ChatGPT when we did this is don't just say, ChatGPT, make me an itinerary for Rome. Instead say, ChatGPT, ask me 20 questions about how I enjoy vacationing and then build me out an amazing itinerary for Rome where I see all the great sights and things that I will enjoy. And then tell it what time you like to wake up, what time you like to go to sleep. Tell it, I also went and asked people on Facebook that I knew that had been to Rome, and I just posted the question in general.
Shout out to
Aaron
for the win.
What restaurants you want to go to, so you can say also include these restaurants in order of where they're at in accordance with the places that I want to see. That way, every day, not only do you have places to see, but you do have kind of like a minute-by-minute itinerary. And we didn't follow it minute-by-minute, but it really gave us a layout of like, okay, on this day, we're going to go to this area. We're going to hit this restaurant. On this day, this area, hit this restaurant.
That was the good thing, was because you don't want to sign up for the Colosseum and the castle on the same day because they're in two opposite ends of the city. And so that, I feel like, was the ChatGPT strong point, was putting together a day by day where we were like, okay, we're going to see the Colosseum and Palatine Hill and do this all in the same day. I think we hit the Crypts, the Colosseum, and Palatine Hill all in the same day. Didn't we do that? That was on day two. Yeah, it was.
Was Crypts the same day as Colosseum?
Yeah. By the way, I want you to know, my friends, I got lambasted when I got back because all my friends were like, what are you doing? I have never, you hopped the pond to go see dead people? I'm like, yes. I was like, in fact, in this one space, there are over 3,000 dead people. And all my friends were like, nope, no way in hell, you wouldn't get me down there. But that's the thing, is like, there's something so amazing about exploring new spaces.
Yeah, and we really allowed ourselves to explore. One thing I also want to mention, like, it might be helpful, and we didn't have this, to have like a little map of the city, because one thing that was challenging.
Well, we had the Google map.
We utilized our Google map because you can't just like GPS walk me to this space, because sometimes you're, especially in Rome with all the buildings, like you may not get good service. Like Kylie got no service. So
oh,
we
yeah.
were working with my phone. And then you have to have extra battery packs. Like, if you have two, it's even better, because here's the thing. You're using your battery for the GPS to walk to the place, but then also you want your battery to take photos and video.
Yes.
So that was, like, kind of a conundrum each day, or a balance, we'll say.
Luckily,
do we have enough battery?
We had three battery packs.
Yes, yeah. Making sure we had enough battery was the only, like, and if that's the only stressful part of your, it was the only stressful part of our trip, was how much battery life we had.
And
left.
I will tell you, there are people on the side of the road selling all manners
they
of
are.
Bullshit.
Yeah.
So, like, if you're like, I want a selfie stick.
Yeah,
well,
we bought
just,
a selfie stick.
We popped into one of the little tchotchke shops, and we got a selfie stick. There were guys selling batteries. Well, let me tell you, I told her, I was like, forget this real estate crap. We're moving to Rome. We're selling water.
There's so many guys selling bottles of water.
Dude, you
could
get a pack of water for $5 or $6. Even if you got it for $8, even if you got it for $10, they were selling these bottles of water for $3 and $4 a piece, and I paid them because I was hot and thirsty.
Yeah. Yeah, the water was everything. So each day we knew, like, we would pick one to two big things that sees. And then the other thing I will say is,
you
as
see
you're
a
walking,
bunch of stuff along the way.
Yep, as you're walking, you'll see people. If people are lined up, good
that's
idea.
That's how we found out the truth.
Yes, absolutely. That's on my list. Like, that's how we found the mouth of truth. We're like, oh, all these people are lining up over here. Let's go check it out. And it was on our list to see.
And
we
were looking for it at
there.
The time. And we were like, is it over here? Is it over there? And so we saw all of these people lining up, and we walked over, and she was like, oh shit, there it is.
Yeah, you find some real gems that way. Like, we found a couple, like, beautiful churches that way. We were just like, what are all these people lined up for? And then we would just walk in, and nearly all the places were free. Like, the only places we paid to get in were like the big places, like a museum or the Colosseum. But
there,
like, all
4,962 museums, by the way.
Yeah,
in case you were wondering.
Yeah, and you go do them all. Like, that's the thing. Like, one thing I wanted to say, in the pre, like your pre-setup, order money. So order cash.
Oh, yeah.
I went to Chase Bank and I ordered euros. It only took them 48 hours to get the euros in. So, but always give a little bit of extra time. I would say like a week before your trip, go to your bank and say, hey, I need to order some euros. We ordered $1,000 in euros, so like $500 a piece. At the end, it was like Monopoly money. We're like, oh, we got this extra money. Let's just go spend this, you know, and we got souvenirs and stuff. But that's one thing I want to really make note of, too, is everything was so incredibly affordable.
Not cheap. Affordable.
Yeah. I mean, when you compared it to at home, because it's like, when I go out downtown Clarkston, dinner for two is like $250. We were getting dinner for two for like $30-$40.
What?
Every time we got a bill, I was just like, this is crazy. And then, like, buying souvenirs. Like, there was actually souvenirs for a dollar. You can't buy anything for a dollar in the U.S.
Almost every souvenir that, like, the kids, like, those bracelets were a dollar. Oh, my God. Phil sent me a picture of the David magnet on his fridge.
Yes.
He's like, my wife's not happy about this, but this is hilarious. So you can find all kinds, and they're everywhere. So, like, we made a day specifically for shopping. I think it was, like, our third or fourth day there, and we were just out and about, and I was like, let's just do our shopping this evening. We'll grab food. We'll walk around, blah, 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 whatever. And then we went into the one store, and the clothing store.
Yes.
And I'm looking at this stuff. Like, shirts are $20. Dresses are $20.
Sunglasses were $10. She was like, when she was adding it up, and I thought she was saying how much stuff was. And she's like, 50, like, pointing to some pants. And then she's like, 65, pointing to my sunglasses. I thought she meant my sunglasses were $65. No, They weren't. They were $10 or $15. I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah. It was absolutely amazing. It was a great time. I mean, what an experience. Also, get the lemon gelato. Also, limoncello is my new problem. If any of you out here listening who are in the Metro Detroit area or in the U.S. know where I could, I could get some really good limoncello, you let me know.
I want to say that, though, and, like, express that. Like, when you go, eat all the food you want to eat. Drink all the drinks you want to drink.
We did be drinking the drinks.
I got home. I actually lost a half a pound while I was in Rome.
Eating
all the food I wanted to eat, drinking all the drinks I wanted to drink, doing all the things I wanted to do, enjoying my best life, I lost a half a pound. And it's because we walked 1 million miles, like the song. I will walk 1 million. Like, our legs could have fell off at any point in time with the amount of steps we had. But I really thought a lot before I left, I thought a lot about how I've taken a lot of vacations where I've been so astringent about the nutrition plan that I'm on. I would not eat any of the food or drink any of the drinks or do this or do that or blah, 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 blah. And I was like, how many things did I miss out on? You know, I've been to Italy before and I didn't eat any pasta when I went last time, you know? So it was really nice to be able to go, like, yeah, we had carbonara multiple times.
Oh my God.
With the mindset to enjoy yourself. Enjoy yourself. Get the fruit slushies. They were so delicious. I'm sure people thought we were like drinking daiquiris. We weren't. They were fruit slushies. Yes. And they were delicious.
And they're everywhere. And there's shit literally everywhere, you guys. Like, if you are standing on one street, there are no less than five. We didn't wait in line not a single time to get into a restaurant. Not once. We waited in line at the... We went to the Scholar's Pub, okay? Because, remember?
Oh, yeah.
We found it on the first day. Because the first day we got there, we're just exploring.
Let's make part two about all the places.
Okay. Let's
wrap this episode, and you have to come back next week, and we will tell you every place that we explored in Rome. So you can write them down and make your own places to go, eat, drink, be merry, and see in part two.
Yeah. And I will say, with what we spent on airfare, what we spent on the Airbnb, that alone for each of us was under $2,000.
Yeah.
With what we spent on food, shopping, each of us spent less than $1,000. And that's with buying gifts, buying tchotchkes,
going in every museum, everything.
So for much less than $4,000.
Yeah, it was no more than $3,500.
You can go to Rome.
You can go to Rome and live your best life.
Don't take your children.
Here was the funny thing. So the week before we went to Rome, my sister had a baby, and I got an Airbnb in Grand Rapids. My Airbnb in Grand Rapids cost the same is our Airbnb in Rome. So do you want to stay a week in Grand Rapids or do you want to stay a week in Rome?
And here's the one other caveat I want to throw in, okay? Don't take your children.
Don't take your children to Rome.
So here's why, okay? If you guys are doing a family trip, like, God bless ya. The thing is that children, What were our conversations?
They won't appreciate it. Yeah, they won't appreciate it, and they're going to be miserable.
So, like, picture this. We got up and got ready, and we left our Airbnb we woke up at 11:30. But usually, we were up and out.
Some days. When we went to Vatican, we were up at, like, 7 or 6 or something. Yeah.
But here's the thing. Especially if you're going to be walking around a lot, especially if you go in August, it's hot. It's crowded, and you literally walking everywhere. There's lines. So, like, shout out to all of the moms and dads and grandmas and grandpas that we saw with, I'm talking 2-year-olds, 3-year-olds, infants. And if you want to go and you want to be able to experience it, if you are taking your kids, I highly, highly recommend that they be older. And I'm not talking like 10, 11. I'm talking well into their teens.
Yeah.
That way, they will be able to stand in the Coliseum and you guys can have conversations about history and they will understand the humbling and just so magnanimous just presence in these places.
Yeah. And with that, we are going to wrap. Come back next week because we're going to share all the places we went so you can write them down and make yourself an amazing trip.
Or if you just want to come along and see what happened.
Yeah, we're going to add some photos and stuff too.
Yay! It's going to be amazing. All right. Thank you so much for joining us and listening to all of our nonsense. We absolutely love you and we literally would be nothing without you. So make sure you subscribe wherever you're listening and come back next week for some more Elite Life.
Thank you for joining us today on the Elite Life Podcast with Trish and Kylie.
Don't forget to share this episode with a friend so we can keep delivering you more fantastic insights on grit, grace, and growth. Stay connected with us on Instagram and Facebook, where we'll keep the ideas flowing to help you build a life you love and leave a legacy you can be proud of. Until next time.